إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that he has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we would like to begin a new series dealing with the topic of the character, the morals, yani the characteristics of the morals of the prophets of Allah alayhim salatu wassalam. And this topic, I think we all know and agree, is an extremely important topic. And inshallah, we hope that it will be of benefit to every one of us. That no one, yani, should go without getting some benefit. Indeed, if it is only a reminder of these characteristics, qualities, these moral standards, if it is only a reminder to us of perhaps some things that we are doing, or we used to do, or we, yani, would like to do, if it is only a reminder, inshallah, and it encourages us, and it is an incentive for us to implement and to act upon these characteristics and qualities of the prophets, then inshallah it is khayran kathira bi-idhnillah. The subject of our discussion tonight, or the yani the points of discussion tonight, will be an introduction first and foremost to the author of the book, who may not be well known to all of us. And of course, it is important to know, if we are reading or studying a book, it's important to know, yani, who we are taking this knowledge from. And secondly, an introduction to the book itself, yani, something briefly about the content of the book and the format of the book and the subject of the book. And finally, hopefully, we will, yani, begin with the first introductory or preliminary statements that the author makes before he enters into the main content of the subject. So we'll start with introduction to the author. His name is Sheikh Dr. Abdul Aziz Ibn Muhammad Ibn Abdullah Al-Sadhan. And yani, there are a number of scholars in Saudi Arabia from this family, As-Sadhan. So it's good for us to know which one he is. And he is Abdul Aziz Ibn Muhammad Ibn Abdullah As-Sadhan. Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him. He was born in the year 1960 in the city of Riyadh in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And his elementary studies, yani primary school studies took place in the city of Riyadh, in elementary and junior high and high school. He went to a number of different schools, yani from amongst them, the Mahad of Imam al-Da'wah, yani the institute that's named after al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, the institute of Imam al-Da'wah. And finally, the Mahad al-Riyadh al-Ilmi, yani the Mahad al-Ilmi of the city of Riyadh, which is a high school level school for scholastic studies, Islamic knowledge. from which he graduated in the year 1403. And he graduated from high school, from Ma'had al-Ilmi, in the year 1403, which is how long ago? About 34 years ago. Now, after this, he graduated from the College of Sharia, Kulliyat al-Sharia, in Riyadh also, in the year 1406-1407. Kulliyat al-Sharia, yani the College of Sharia. After graduating from college, he started his occupation as a teacher, first working in the high school of Tahfidh al-Qur'an, yani a high school that is set up and arranged for its students to memorize the Qur'an, the entire Qur'an. Yani this is what the school emphasized, though it teaches academic studies and other Islamic studies. The point is, the person who goes to this school, they're supposed to finish as Hafidh of Qur'an. So he began after graduating from the College of Sharia in the high school of Tahfidh al-Qur'an, and later on transferring to the College of Technology in Riyadh, a college to which he still is affiliated, he still teaches at. During his teaching career, he took his master's degree from the college Kulliyat al-Tarbiyya, the College of Education of Jamiat al-Malik Saud in Riyadh, yani the King Saud University, in which his master's degree thesis was dealing with the harms that are found in the Aqidah, in the poetry from the first period of the Abbasid period. Yani, the poetry of that period contained certain thoughts and ideas that were harmful to the correct aqidah, and that was his subject of his master's degree in the College of Tarbiyya, Jamiat Malik Saud, from which he graduated and presented his master's degree thesis in the year 1419. In the year 1419. How long ago was that?
18 years.
Approximately. Now, after this, he continued teaching and later did his doctor's degree in the College of Usuluddin, Kulliyat Usuluddin, from Jamiat al-Imam Muhammad bin Saud al-Islamiyya, Jamiat al-Imam in Riyadh, the Islamic University of Imam Muhammad bin Saud in Riyadh. And his thesis, his PhD thesis, was dealing with Al-Hafidh Muhammad ibn Tahir Al-Maqtasi and his manhaj in Aqidah. And his manhaj in Aqidah. And his PhD thesis, was presented in the year 1426. This is a summary of his educational background. He graduated from College of Sharia in 1407, master's degree in 1419, PhD degree 1426. From amongst the first of his teachers, and most important of them, was Samahat al-Allama al-Imam Abdul Aziz ibn Abdullah ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala. His first teacher and most important teacher was al-Imam Abdul Aziz ibn Abdullah ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala. And after that, al-Sheikh Abdullah ibn Abdul Aziz ibn Aqil athabahu Allah ta'ala. And after that, Sheikh Abdullah bin Humaid rahimahullah ta'ala. And then, from amongst his teachers that he spent a lot of time with, Sheikh Abdullah ibn Jibreen rahimahullah ta'ala. And after that, Sheikh Abdullah ibn Gudayyan rahimahullah ta'ala. And then, Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan حفظه الله تعالى. And finally, from amongst his important teachers, سماحة المفتي عبد العزيز بن عبد الله علي شيخ حفظه الله تعالى, the present Mufti of Saudi Arabia. From amongst the other scholars that he benefited from, his travels and journeys and sittings with them, from the most important of them is Al-Allama الإمام محمد بن صالح الأثيمين رحمه الله تعالى الشيخ حمود بن عبد الله التويجري رحمه الله تعالى. And there are many other scholars that he benefited from amongst them, those who allowed him to narrate their narrations of hadith, and from the most important of them is Al-Imam al-Sheikh al-Muhaddith Muhammad Nasruddin al-Albani al-Muhaddith Badiuddin Rashid al-Sindi and a number of other scholars from inside and outside the country of Saudi Arabia. As far as his contributions to da'wah and education and the spread of Islamic knowledge, there are many, there are many. From amongst them, his writings. From amongst the books that he had written is a series, Silsilat al-Mukhalifat, a series dealing with yani errors and mistakes in Tahara, a series of books, one dealing with Tahara, one dealing with Salat, another dealing with Siyam, another dealing with Hajj and Umrah and so on. And another series, Silsilat al-Ma'alim, series dealing with milestones. In one of them dealing with milestones in the tariq talab al-ilm, yani in the road or the way of seeking knowledge, and another fi tariq al-islah, yani in the road of rectification, and in another dealing with awqat al-nawazil al-fitn, yani the times of trials and tribulations and how one should deal with them. Another of his series was the series of tarajim, yani biographies, including the biography of Samahat al-Imam Abdul Aziz ibn Baz rahimahullah, and another of al-Imam al-Sheikh al-Muhaddith Muhammad Nasruddin al-Albani rahimahullah, and another for the Sheikh Hamoud al-Tawajiri rahimahullah. He also has a number of writings, books in various sciences of Islam, including writings in Aqidah, writings in Tafsir, writings in Fiqh and Hadith and Seerah and Adab and other than that. He also has participation in other areas, newspaper articles, any lessons or durus that are delivered periodically on a regular basis, as well as his participation in radio and television programs, and innumerable recordings in all of the Islamic sciences. And finally, he has participated in a number of conferences and yani Sharia intensive training courses inside the country, Saudi Arabia, and outside of it, including training courses and conferences that took place in Kuwait, in the United Arab Emirates, in Qatar and Bahrain, in Yemen and Sudan, in America and England, Spain and Kenya. This is a summary of the Sheikh yani concerning his biography. And finally, I'd just like to mention briefly some statements from some of his students, yani how his students saw him, their view of him. And I will quote just some sayings from some of the students, what they said about him. One of them said, and these are some of the sayings of his students, how they saw him, how they viewed their sheikh. Said, هَذَا هُوَ شَيْخِي الَّذِي دَرَّسَنِي فِي الثَّانَوِيَّةِ. يعني this is my sheikh who taught me in high school. يعني somebody is saying, when I was in high school, he was my teacher, and he described him as شَيْخٌ فَاضِل, a noble sheikh. وَلَهُ اِهْتِمَام بِالْحَدِيثِ وَالْإِنَايَ بِالْعِلْمِ وَتَعْصِيلَ الْطَلَبِ. And he has great yani care and concern about the knowledge of hadith and about yani knowledge in general, and especially going to the sources in seeking knowledge from their sources. And also it was said, كَمَا أَنَّ لَهُ إِنَايَ فَائِقَ بِالْتَصْحِيِ الْأَخْطَارِ. And he has a great concern and care about correcting mistakes in the ibadat. And we mentioned some of his books concerning this, the mistakes in Tahara and Salat and Siyam and Hajj and so on. And it was also said of him, وَرَأَيْتُ فِيهِ حِرْسًا عَلَى السُّنَّةِ وَتَطْبِيقِهِ That I saw in him that he was diligent and eager in knowing the sunnah and what? And acting upon it, practicing it. And this is critical, brothers and sisters, that we are not satisfied, we are not content that we seek knowledge of the sunnah without implementing it. Because what is the benefit if we don't act upon it? No doubt, a person has to have knowledge in order to act. But, yani, knowledge precedes action, and action must follow knowledge. As Al-Imam Al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, said, Al-ilmu qabla al-qawli wal-amali, that knowledge precedes speech and action. But that's not the end of it. But after getting the knowledge, what is understood from that, that knowledge precedes speech and action, is that after gaining knowledge, a person is supposed to speak, is supposed to teach, give da'wah, and join the good, forbid the wrong, and act upon it, themselves. The shaykh he was diligent and eager upon the sunnah and acting upon it, implementing it, practicing it. مَا مَنَحُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مِنْ أَخْلَاقِ عَالِيَةٍ وَالتَّوَاضِعِ جَمٍّ In addition to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored him with, of a high noble standard of character and humility. Rarely did you ever see him except that he was smiling. And he used to go out with us on the outings, yani outside of the city, just for relaxation. فَمَا رَأَيْتُ أَلْطَفَ وَأَقْرَبَ مِنْهُ And I didn't see anyone who was more gentle and kind than him. And it was also said about him, مَا أَكْثَرَ مَا يَقُولُ رَأَيْتُ شَيْخَنَا إِبْنِ بَازِ وَسَمِعْتُ مِنْ شَيْخِنَا إِبْنِ عُثَيْمِينَ وَكُنْتُ عِنْدَ شَيْخِنَا إِبْنِ جِبْرِينَ رَحِمَهُمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى That, oh how often we used to hear him say, I saw our Shaykh, Al-Imam Ibn Baz, or I heard from our Shaykh, Al-Imam Ibn Uthaymeen, or I was with our Shaykh Ibn Jibreen. And we hardly ever sat with him, except that we came out with some benefit. And he used to encourage us to read, and he used to choose and select for us books that he considered to be appropriate and beneficial for us. And he used to encourage them to read, and he used to also guide them and direct them and select for them the books that he felt were suitable and appropriate and beneficial. And from that is that he advised us with the writings of Al-Allama Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala. And he ordered us to go through the silsilatain, the two books, Silsila al-Hadith al-Sahih and Da'ifa, and to try to bring out the hadith Yani that are related to one topic. Yani all the hadith related to one particular topic. And one of them said that I knew him to be sahib ibadah. Yani a person who was engaged in worship. And another one said, Shaykhi al-Habib, al-Alam al-Fadil. My beloved Shaykh, noble scholar. I attended some durus, private durus, in the library of his masjid. Me and some of the other brothers. وَكَانَ كَرِيمَ الْيَدْ سَخِي صَاحِبْ عِبَادَ He was open-handed, meaning he was very generous in giving. And he was a person known for worship. وَكَثِيرٌ مَا كُنَّا نُقَدِّمْ لَهُ شَرَابْ وَيَكُولُ صَاعِمْ And so many times we would offer to him something to drink, and he would say, Sa'im, fasting. To the end of what the students said about him. And the purpose of the introduction to the Shaykh is for us to have some idea of who is the person who has written what we are about to read. And hopefully, inshallah, if we didn't know him before, we have some idea about the knowledge, the scholarship, the character and manners of this noble Shaykh. After this, We want to introduce the book. The title of the book is Min Akhlaqi Al-Anbiya'i Alayhim As-Salam. Min Akhlaq Al-Anbiya'i, yani something from the character or the morals of the prophets alayhim as-salam, yani from the character, the morals of the prophets alayhim as-salam. And this book is divided primarily into three divisions or three parts. The first part is al-muqaddimat, yani 18 introductory or preliminary statements that lead up to the main text of the book, the main subject of the book. And the second part is the sifat or the characteristics of the akhlaq of the anbiya, 20 different characteristics from the morals of the prophets found in the Quran or in the Sunnah. And the final, the third part is thamarat at-takhalluq bi akhlaq al-anbiya, yani the fruits or the benefits of yani being characterized or described with the character of the prophets, yani taking the character of the prophets as one's own character. And here the Shaykh mentions, I think, 11 benefits or fruits, thamarat, from taking on the character of the prophets. From the muqaddimat, as I mentioned, the Shaykh, he mentions 18 yani preliminary statements before entering into the main topic of discussion. And these muqaddimat, preliminary statements, are intended to show the importance of this subject. From amongst them, he said that from the names of Allah is Al-Hakim. And another is from his hikmah, the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that he has given superiority or excellence of some of the people over others. This is from the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another is related to the differences in the conditions of the people. In it are many points of wisdom, yani many objectives to be realized from the differences in the conditions of different people. And a fourth preliminary statement is that the real high standing, الرفعه الحقيقيه, yani a person's high standing or status, is the rifa' of iman, is due to iman. And that the high standing of iman is of two types. And that even the people of this high standing of iman, some of them excel others. And there is also superiority and the excelling of one another amongst the prophets and messengers, and so on, to the end of yani the 18 preliminary statements that the Shaykh mentions. From amongst the sifat of the prophets, from the character of the prophets alayhi salatu wassalam, he mentions their fear of Allah, the khashya of Allah, the adab, their manners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're not taking revenge for something that was done to them personally. Their gratitude to Allah. They're hastening in doing good. They're fulfilling promises. Recognition of the rights of parents. They're being protective of their children and their family and their parents. Being patient with the many questions of the people. And so on. And some of these characteristics are characteristics that are well known to us, and perhaps in hearing yani this brief discussion concerning these beautiful, lofty, sublime characteristics of the prophets of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam, perhaps it may be an encouragement for us to examine ourselves and a means through which we improve or polish our own character to be in accordance with the model and the example of the messengers of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam. And finally, from the thamarat or the fruits or benefits of being characterized with the characteristics of the prophets, he mentions that from the fruits of taking on the character of the prophets is an increase in love for the prophets, complying with the command of Allah to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to follow the prophets, to follow their example. an increase in iman in Allah by taking on these characteristics, being distanced from the deception of shaitan, who attempts to make evil speech and actions fair seeming to us, having good interaction with those who we're calling to the people, having good interaction with our near relatives, starting with our parents and children, the deep penetration of the meaning of al-qudwa into our souls, yani the meaning of being an example and a model for those around us, knowing the hidden places of the defects in ourselves, especially in light of the fact that some of us very easily and readily see the faults of others but forget about our own selves. To the end of the benefits and the fruits that the Shaykh mentions, for the sake of time, we will come to them as we go along. Finally, I want to mention the description of this book, the brief description, concise and precise description of Shaykh Salih Al-Fawzan, Hafidhullah Ta'ala. Indeed, whoever knows the Shaykh Salih Al-Fawzan knows that he is a man of few words. He doesn't like to talk a lot. And I felt pain in listening to an interview on the radio when someone was interviewing him. And the briefness and the conciseness and the abruptness of his answers clearly indicated that he had no desire to talk about himself. And the interviewer had a difficult time getting him to say anything. But let us hear the words that he said concerning this book that we are about to read. Fadilat al-Shaykh Dr. Salih ibn Fawzan al-Fawzan, Hafidhullah Ta'ala. He said in the introduction to this book, Alhamdulillah wa ba'd. Yani very few words, but with great meaning. The praise belongs to Allah. And after that, he gets right to the point. Faqad qara'tu الرسالة التي بعنوان من أخلاق الأنبياء عليهم الصلاة والسلام تعريف الشيخ عبد العزيز بن محمد بن عبد الله السدحان. That indeed I myself have read this essay, this risala, entitled From the Character or the Morals of the Prophets Upon Whom Be Salat and Salam, authored by Sheikh Abdulaziz ibn Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Sadhan. The Sheikh, Salih al-Fawzan, he said, indeed I have read this risala, entitled such, authored by so-and-so, فَوَجَدْتُهَا رِسَالَةً مُفِيدَةً فِي مَوْضُعِهَا فَوَجَدْتُهَا رِسَالَةً مُفِيدَةً فِي مَوْضُعِهَا. And I found it, Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, this is what he said about this book, I found it to be a beneficial essay concerning its topic. What is this topic? The akhlaq of the Anbiya of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. فَوَجَدْتُهَا رِسَالَةً مُفِيدَةً فِي مَوْضُوعِهَا جَيِّدَةً فِي أَرْضِهَا وَأُسْلُوبِهَا. And I found it to be excellent, excellent in its manner of presentation and in its style of writing. تَحُثُّ عَلَى الْإِقْتِدَاءِ بِالْأَنْبِيَاءِ عملا بقول الله تعالى فبهداه مقتدي. And this encouraging, this essay encouraging the people to take as a model or an example the prophets in acting upon the saying of Allah the Most High, فبهداه مقتدي. So by their guidance, يعني you should follow their guidance. يعني this statement came after the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ حَدَ اللَّهِ. These are those whom Allah has guided, فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدَىٰ. So take their guidance and follow it. In Surah Al-An'am, 6th Surah, 90th Ayat. And then the Shaykh closes by making dua for the Shaykh, فَجَزَاهُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا عَلَى مَا كَتَبَ وَنَفَعَ بِهِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَ مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ. So may Allah reward him with good for what he has written and for the benefit that he has given, yani to the reader through it. And may the salat and salam be upon our Prophet Muhammad and his family and his companions. Katabahu Salih ibn Fawzan al-Fawzan. It was written by Salih al-Fawzan al-Fawzan, a member of Hayat al-Kibar al-Ulama, yani the agency or the organization or the committee of major scholars, on the 23rd day of the third month of the year 1428. And that is sufficient for us. That is sufficient for us. Yani, that is sufficient. There's also another introduction here from the Sheikh Dr. Abdullah ibn Abdurrahman al-Jibreen, rahimahullah, in which he said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu wa sallam ala ashrafil mursaleen, Nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een, wa ala jami'il anbiya wal mursaleen wa ba'd. And the praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may the salat and the salam be upon the most honorable of the messengers, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his family and his companions, all of them, and upon all of the prophets and messengers. And after that he said, فَقَدْ قَرَأْتُ هَذِهِ الرِّسَالَةِ الَّتِي تَتَعَلَّقْ بِأَخْلَاقِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. That he also said the same, I myself have read this essay, which is related to the character of the prophets, may the salat and salam be upon them. وَالَّتِي أَلَّفَهَا الشَّيْخِ الدُّكْتُورُ عَبْدِ الْعَزِيزِ بْنِ مُحَمَّدِ السَّتْحَانِ وَفَقَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَسَدَّدَ خَطَاهُ. Yani, that has been authored by the Shaykh Dr. Abdulaziz ibn Muhammad al-Sadhan. May Allah grant him success and make his steps straight. فَوَجَدْتُهَا رِسَالَةً قَيِّمَةً مُفِيدَةً فِي هَذَا الْمَوْضُوعِ الشَّرِيفِ. And I have found it as a beneficial, valuable essay in this noble subject. وَهُوَ, yani this subject is حُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ وَآثَارُهُ وَنَتَائِجُهُ, yani good character and its effects and the results of it, yani the benefits of good character. وَقَدْ أَوْرَضَ مَا تَيَسَّرَ لَهُ مِنَ الْأَخْلَاقِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَالَّتِي دَلَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمُ وَالسُّنَّةِ النَّبَوِيَّةِ الصَّحِيحَةِ. And he has mentioned in it whatever has been made easy for him from the good character which has been pointed to by the noble Qur'an and the authentic sunnah, prophetic sunnah. فَأَحْسَنَ فِي الْإِنْتِقَاء والاختيار وأجاد وأفاد. And he has done well in his choice and selection of the material. He has done well and he has given benefit. فننصح بنشر هذه الرسالة والاستفادة منها ليحصل التخلق بهذه الأخلاق الشريفة وليقتدي الخلف بالسلفي حتى يحصل الانتفاع والتأثر بهذه السمات الفاضلة ونتائجها. So I advise, yani, that this risala, this essay, be spread, yani be disseminated, so that, and that benefit be taken from it, so that people will take on the characteristics of these noble characters, morals, yani the morals of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and so that those who came behind will follow those who preceded. And so that there will be benefit and there will be effect from these, yani, noble characteristics or traits, and that, yani, people will, yani, there will be some results from following it. وفق الله تعالى هذه الأمة لما فيه الخير والصلاة والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه وسائر النبيين وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. Abdullah ibn Abdurrahman al-Jibreen, 5th day, 5th month, 1428. And may Allah grant success to this ummah for all that contains good and yani rectification. And Allah knows best. And may the salat of Allah be upon our Prophet Muhammad and his family, his companions, and the rest of the prophets, and peace and safety and security until the day of deen, yani judgment and accounting. And after this, yani the beginning of the book, the Shaykh, he makes a brief yani introduction and then the preliminary statements that lead up to the main text of the book. In his first yani muqaddama, yani the initial introduction to the book, the Shaykh says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een, amma ba'd. And the praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And indeed, yani anything of benefit in speech should always begin with recognition of the praise that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and prayers on our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family, his companions, all of them. And his family and his companions, all of them. Not just those companions that the Shiites accept. Rather, all of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are worthy of honor and respect. After this, the Shaykh says, فَإِنَّ مَوْضُوعَ أَخْلَاقَ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَامُ مَوْضُوعٌ جَدِيرٌ بِأَنْ يُقْرَأَ فِيهِ وَأَنْ يُتَكَلَّمَ فِيهِ وَأَنْ يُسْمَعَ فِيهِ لِأَنَّ فِيهِ الْخَيْرَ كُلَّهُ. Yani this subject is indeed worthy of being read and being spoken about and being heard, because it contains الْخَيْرَ كُلَّهُ. That it contains what? The good, all of it. What a subject that contains every good. Indeed, the Prophets, alayhimu salatu wassalam, هُمَ الَّذِينَ بَلَّغُوا رِسَالَةِ اللَّهِ إِلَىٰ أَقْوَامِهِمْ وَهُمْ صَفْوَةُ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَلَهُمْ مِنَ الْفَضَائِلِ وَالْخِصَالِ مَا لَا يُوصَلُ بَلْ مَا لَا يُقْرَبُ إِلَىٰ مِثْلِهِ وَذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That indeed, the Prophets, alayhimu salatu wasalam, they are those who have conveyed the messages of Allah to their people. And they are the elite, the best, the choice of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And they have virtues and noble characteristics that cannot be reached, rather cannot even be approached. We cannot get near to the like of them. And this is the favor of Allah, and He gives it to whomever He wills. So I will mention in the beginning of this essay, مُقَدِّمَات بَيْنَ يَدَيْ الْمَوْضُوعِ, يعني introductory or preliminary statements before the entering into the main subject. وَهَذِهِ الْمُقَدِّمَات فِيهَا بَيَانٌ لِأَحَمِّيَةِ هَذَا الْمَوْضُوعِ خُصُوصًا وَلِمَقَامِ النُّبُوَّةِ عُمُومًا وَخُصُوصًا كَذَلِكَ. Yani what is the purpose of these preliminary statements? The Shaykh says that he will mention before entering into the main topic. The purpose of these preliminary statements is that they contain a clarification of the importance of this subject in particular and of the station of prophethood in general and in particular. Yani these preliminary statements are intended what? To show the importance of this subject. Yani, how important is this subject? Yani, the Shaykh mentions 18 preliminary statements, introductory statements, to show the importance of this subject. Yani, before he enters into the subject, he wants us to know that this is an important subject. In case we don't realize, we don't recognize the magnitude of this topic. So he has taken the time to show in 18 different ways how important this topic is. In particular, and how important is the station or the status of prophethood in general and in particular. And how important are the prophets, the station of prophethood? How important is it? What is its significance? Yani, is the character of the prophets like just character in general, or is it something special of great importance that we need to know about, reflect upon, read about, listen to, investigate, contemplate, and then act upon. Naam. Wherever we find ourselves falling short from some of these characteristics, it's incumbent upon us to strive against our nafs and to make every effort to implement these characteristics in our lives. There's no benefit in reading about this or listening to this or reflecting upon it or talking about it, except that we have in our heart a sincere intention, asking Allah to help us to fulfill that intention of acting upon that which we come to know. If we don't have that intention, then there's no real benefit. Because this subject will be as the Prophet ﷺ said about the Qur'an, Al-Qur'an hujjatun laka aw alayka. Al-Qur'an hujjatun laka aw alayka. Naam, the Qur'an is either a proof for you or against you. Wallahi, this subject, it will be a proof for us if we act upon it or against us on Yawm al-Qiyamah. The first muqaddimah. من أسماء الله عز وجل الحكيم. يعني the first مقدمة is related to the names of Allah. One of them in particular, Al-Hakim. المقدمة الأولى. Keep in mind, brothers and sisters. And here the Shaykh begins by mentioning that from the names of Allah, one of his names is Al-Hakim. And we know that, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءِ الْحُسْنَى, that to Allah belongs the most beautiful names, yani the names of perfection. And from amongst those names, the Shaykh mentions, as an introductory statement to this topic, that from the names of Allah is Al-Hakim. What is the significance of this? From the names of Allah, أن من أسماء الله تعالى الحكيم والحكيم هو الذي يضع الأمور مواضعها. And الحكيم يعني الله سبحانه وتعالى, He is the one who places affairs in their proper place. He puts everything where it belongs. يعني He is the one who has legislated based on hikmah, perfect wisdom. And He is the one who has decreed whatever He has decreed in the creation based upon hikmah, perfect wisdom. Everything is in its place. The laws of Allah and whatever He decrees for us, whether we like it or not. خيره وشره. The qadr of Allah is from the يعني arkan of iman in Islam. Believing in whatever Allah has decreed, the good of it and the evil of it, what we like and what we don't like, the bitter and the sweet. It is from Allah based upon al-hikmah, al-baligha, perfect wisdom. From the names of Allah is al-hakim. And He is the one who puts all affairs in their proper place. وَإِنَّ فِي الْبَشَرِ حُكَمَاءَ, يعني, and from amongst the human beings, there are people who are called حكيم also. يعني like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَا لُكْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ, that indeed we have given to Luqman حِكْمَةِ, Luqman الحكيم, الحكيم, نعم. From amongst the human beings, they are حُكَمَاء, people of wisdom. وَلَكِنْ حِكْمَةِ الْبَشَرِ مهما بلغت يعتريها النقص والخلل. But the hikmah, the wisdom of human beings, no matter what level it reaches, no matter to what extent it reaches, it will be overcome and subject to defects and flaws. أما في شأن حكمة الله تعالى فحكمته بالغة في الكمال أعلاه وبالغة في الكمال منتهاه. As far as the affair of the hikmah of Allah the Most High, then His hikmah, يعني, is baligatun fil kamal a'lahu. يعني, it reaches the highest level of perfection. And it reaches the furthest limits of perfection. That's the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about Himself in the Quran in Surah Al-An'am, 6th Surah, 83rd Ayat, Inna Rabbaka حكيم عليم, that indeed your Rabb, He is حكيم عليم, wise, all wise, all knowing. And He tells us in Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, 17th Ayat, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا, and Allah, He is all wise, all knowing and all wise. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا doesn't mean Allah was, rather Allah is, He was and He still is. يعني He was and He continues to be عليما حكيما. And Allah says in Surah Al-Tahrim, 68th Surah, 2nd Ayat, وَهُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ, about Himself, that He is Al-Alim, Al-Alim, the All-Knowing, Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. And He says about Himself in Surah Al-Zukhruf, Surah Al-Zukhruf, I don't know if it's 46th or 43rd Surah. Huh? 43rd? نعم 43rd, نعم 43rd Surah, 84th Ayat, وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْعَلِيمُ, and He is the All-Wise, the All-Knowing. يعني وَهُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْعَلِيمُ. This is what Allah says about Himself. يُخْبِرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِذِكْرِ هَذِهِ الصِّفَاتِ لَهُ وَهُوَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى وَلَهُ الصِّفَاتُ الْعُلَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He informs us by the mention of these sifat, that they belong to Him. He, Azza wa Jalla, has the most, yani He is entitled to, He has the right, He owns, He is deserving of the most beautiful names and the most lofty characteristics. Yani the first muqaddimah is what? that from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hakim, the one who puts everything in its proper place. Keeping in mind that these muqaddimat are for what purpose? To show us the importance of this subject, the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the importance, yani, of the station of prophethood. So the first muqaddimah is that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done, and whatever He has decreed, and whatever He has legislated, it is based upon wisdom, it's in its proper place. The second muqaddimah, al-muqaddimah al-thaniya, min hikmatihi azza wa jalla mufadilatuhu bayna al-nas. Yani that from the wisdom of Allah is that He has given excellence and preference to some of the people over others. Yani this is the second point. The second point, Allah al-Hakim, who puts everything in His place, yani from His wisdom is that He has given excellence and preference and superiority of some people over others. Yani the Shaykh says, min hikmati Allah ta'ala وعظيم صنعه في خلق الناس أن فاضل بينهم في الأنساب وخالف بينهم في الألسنة والألوان. يعني that from the hikmah of Allah the Most High and the magnificence of what He does, His action in reference to the creation of the people, is that He has given preference, excellence of some over others. He has given them excellence in their lineage, yani their family line, yani the people that they came from, they are the offspring of. He has given some, yani, superiority over others in their lineage. وَخَالَفَ بَيْنَهُمْ فِي الْأَلْسِينَ وَالْأَلْوَانِ. And He has made them different, the people, in their tongues, in their language, and in their colors. He has made the people different in their language and their colors. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Rum, 30th Surah, 22nd Ayah, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. That from His signs, yani from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُدْرَتِهِ الْعَظِيمَ, Al-Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah says, yani min ayati means min ayat قُدْرَتِهِ الْعَظِيمَ, from the signs or the indications of His great, magnificent, tremendous power and ability, is خَلْقُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, yani His creation of the heavens and the earth. Yani look at the magnificence of the heavens and the earth, and Ibn Kathir discusses it in detail, yani the aspects of the magnificence and greatness of the creation of the heavens and the earth. وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. And also from the signs of the greatness, the magnificent power of Allah, is the differences in your أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ, yani لُغَاتِكُمْ, differences in your language. Yani those people speaking Arabic, those people speaking English, French, German, Russian, I don't know, all the languages in the earth that we know and that we don't even know. That's only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This shows the magnificent power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The differences in the language of the people and their colors. Yani their colors, which are, yani, their embellishment or their beauty. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Indeed, in these things are signs for those who have knowledge. And Ibn Kathir, in summary, and he mentions that all the people on the earth, rather in the whole dunya, since Allah created Adam alayhi salam until the coming of the hour. I mean, how many people were upon the earth since the creation of Adam until the hour of judgment? All of the people on the earth, none of them are the same, one like the next. Even if there is some resemblance to some of them, he said, there has to be some difference in the appearance, in their manners, in their speech, in their action, in something, there is some difference. Even if we have two identical twins, there is some difference between them. Some of you cannot tell the difference. If they dress up the same way, with the same clothes, some of you would not know the difference between them. But there are some others who can tell the difference between them, because there is some difference. Now, this shows the magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani as Ibn Kathir, Al-Hafidh Ibn Kathir says, that the every human being that came in the earth since Allah created Adam until Yawm al-Qiyamah, and there's no two human beings that are exactly the same. Perhaps we haven't thought about this. This requires some thought. Please go home and think about it a little bit. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Indeed, in that are signs for the people of knowledge. Maybe it's not a sign for the people who don't have knowledge. They can't tell. They don't see that this is significant, that this is magnificence. So the people, فَالنَّاس فِيهِمْ, يعني there's difference between them, some excelling and surpassing and being better, superior than others. فَالنَّاسُ فِيهِمْ الرَّئِيسُ وَالْمَرْؤُوسُ. Amongst them is the Ra'is, the head, and the people who are under him. وَفِيهِمْ الْغَنِي وَالْفَقِيرُ. And from amongst them is those who are rich and those who are poor. وَفِيهِمْ الْعَجَمِي وَالْعَرَبِي. And from amongst them are those who are non-Arab and they're Arabs. وَفِيهِمْ الْفَاضِلُ وَالْمَفْضُولُ. And from amongst them is the one who is those who are superior and those who are inferior. Yani all of this is what? Is from the signs of the power and the greatness and the magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His creation. And all of this, going back to the first preliminary statement, is what? Based upon, is from the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything being in its place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it like this. The differing of the people. Some rich, some poor, some educated, uneducated, kind people, rough people, yani generous people, stingy people, all kinds of people. Sick people, healthy people. All of this is from the hikmah of Allah. All of it is from the hikmah of Allah. Because Allah is the one who decreed everything that happens. There's nothing to happen except that it's by the decree of Allah. The third muqaddimah. Al-muqaddimah al-thalitha. And the third muqaddimah is related to the differences between the conditions of the people. That these differences in the conditions of the people contain many points of wisdom, many objectives that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends to achieve by them, even though, depending on which side you're on, depending on what your condition is, whether your condition is that which you consider to be good or bad, pleasing or displeasing, then you might like it or not like it. But all of it is by the decree of Allah. And it's based upon the wisdom of Allah. And there are many benefits, yani حِقَمْ عَظِيمًا, in these differences between the people. The Shaykh, he says, فِي تَغَايُرْ أَحْوَالِ النَّاسِ وَاخْتِلَافِ أَلْسَابِهِمْ وَأُقُولِهِمْ وَعُلُومِهِمْ وَكَثْرَةُ أَمْوَالِهِمْ وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ حِكَمٌ عَظِيمًا. That in these differences between the conditions of the people and the differences in their lineage and the difference in their intellects and the difference in their knowledge and the difference in their yani having plenty of wealth or other than that, in these differences are hikam azima, or great, magnificent, tremendous points of wisdom, yani benefits, purpose, objectives. وَمِن تِلْكَ الْحِكَمْ. And from amongst those points of wisdom, أَنَّ الْحَيَاةِ لَا تُقْمَلُ إِلَّا بِذَٰلِكَ. Yani that life in this world will not be completed and perfected except with these differences. That there have to be some people sick and some people who are healthy, some people who have knowledge and some people who don't, some people who have wealth and some people who are poor. Life will not be complete and perfect. لَا تُقْمَلُ إِلَّا بِذَٰلِكَ. فَلَوْ كَانَ النَّاسِ كُلُّهُمْ أَغْنِيَاءَ لَتَعَتَّلَتْ مَنَافِعٌ كَثِيرَةٌ. If all of the people were rich, then many benefits would have become inoperative. Yani they wouldn't take place. And if everybody were rich, then there wouldn't be anybody to give to the poor to, right? There has to be somebody who's rich and somebody who's poor to receive. If everybody was poor, then there would be nobody to give them help. So the Shaykh is saying that if all of the people were rich, then a lot of benefits, many beneficial things would have, yani, go out of existence. وَلَوْ كَانَ النَّاسِ كُلُّهُمْ فُقَرَاءَ لَتَعَتَّلَتْ مَنَافِعُ كَثِيرَةٌ. And if all the people were poor, then many beneficial things would become inoperative. وَلَكِنْ قَالَ تَعَالَى. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Surah Zukhruf, 43rd Surah, 32nd Ayat, ورفعنا بعضهم فوق بعض درجات ليتخذ بعضهم بعضا سخريا ورحمة ربك خير مما يجمعون. So here the Shaykh, he mentions the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have raised, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is by His decree, we have raised some of them above others, darajat, in ranks or in degrees. Allah has raised some people above others. لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيَّ, so that some of them will take others سُخْرِيَّ, yani سُخْرِيَّ, huh? What? Work and service. Now, that some of the people, yani some of the people, يَخْتِمُ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا, some of the people will serve others, some of the people will benefit others, some of the people will use others for certain purposes and things. People will benefit one another. وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضُهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ, Allah made some of them superior to others, to be above others in rank, in degrees, because Allah has given what? As Ibn Kathir says, He has, يعني, He has فَارَقَ بَيْنَ خَلْقِهِ فِيمَا عَطَاهُمْ, Allah has differentiated between His creatures in what He has given them. Because whoever has, whatever they have, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? All of it is from Allah. Everything belongs to Allah. So Allah is the one who has differentiated between the people in what He has given them, as Ibn Kathir says, in what He has given them. From wealth, He has given some wealth that He hasn't given others. In provisions, He has given some provisions that He hasn't given others. In uqul, in intellects, He has given some people intellect that He didn't give to the others. In fuhum, in understanding, some people have better understanding than others. And other than that, even in the power that Allah has given, al-zahir wal-batina, yani that is internal powers and outward powers, yani the powers that are seen, physical powers, and the powers that are not seen, that are mental and spiritual powers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given whatever He has given to whomever He has given, based upon what? Al-hikmah. Al-hikmah. Everything is in its place. وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ, we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, have placed some of them above others in degrees or in ranks, so that some of them may employ others in work, so that they may what? Use one another for service, that they may help and support one another in the dunya. And the Shaykh also mentioned from Surah At-Taghabun, 64th Surah, 2nd Ayat, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرٌ وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنٌ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who has created you. And from amongst you, there is the kafir, disbeliever. And from you, there is the mu'min, the believer. And Allah, He sees what you do. And in this ayah requires, and at least a brief comment. What we're talking about here, we're talking about the different conditions of the people and the wisdom that is in it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, even to iman and kufr, He is the one who has created you, and from amongst you, there's the kafir, and from amongst you is the mu'min. This is what Allah has decreed. Yani the kafir and the mu'min, this is by the decree of Allah also. Or do we think that there's something, yani that's not by the decree of Allah? All of it is by the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hafiz Ibn Kathir, I want to mention what he said here. I don't want to give you the summary, because even though I'll mention it in brief, but I want to use the exact words that he used. Al-Hafiz Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, said, هو الخالق, yani He is the one who created you. هو الخالق لكم على هذه الصفة وأراد منكم ذلك فلا بد من وجود مؤمن وكافر. He said that Allah, He is the one who created you with this description or this characteristic, this sifa. What sifa are we talking about? Iman and kufr. He is the one who created you like this. وَأَرَادَ مِنْكُمْ ذَلِكَ, and this was the irada of Allah. This is Allah's will by His decree, that there is a kafir and that there is a mu'min. And keeping in mind what? That these differences in the conditions of the people, there's wisdom in it. There's a purpose and objective for it. That if not for these differences of the people, that there's kafir and mu'min, then the world wouldn't be complete. As Shaykh Uthaymeen said, I don't remember where he said it, but I definitely remember him saying that from amongst the wisdom of there being kafir and yani mu'min, from of the great benefits of it is the reward for the believer who strives in jihad in the way of Allah to establish the kalimatullah. If there was no kafir, then it would be lost. There wouldn't be the great reward that is achieved by the people who offer their all, their wealth and their lives in the way of Allah, from amongst the wisdoms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir says, he is the one who created you in this sifa, and he wanted this from you. فَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ وُجُودِ مُؤْمِنٍ وَكَافِرٍ. So it is a necessity that they exist, the believer and the kafir. وَهُوَ الْبَصِيرُ بِمَنْ يَسْتَحِقُّ الْحِدَايَةِ مِنْ مَنْ يَسْتَحِقُّ الضَّلَالِ. And Allah, he closed this ayah by saying, Wallahu bima ta'amaluna basir. Ibn Kathir says, and Allah sees what you do. He is al-basir. He sees the one who is deserving of hidayah, to be guided, to be a mu'min. And he sees the one who is deserving of dalal, of being misguided. Yani that if the guidance was given to them, they wouldn't appreciate it, they wouldn't accept it, they wouldn't act upon it. So the decree of Allah is not unjust. Rather, Allah sees. And He knows, and based on His wisdom and perfect knowledge, He decrees what He decrees, justly and fairly. So He knows who is deserving of hidayah, guidance, and who is deserving of dalal, misguidance, and decrees it like that, based on His wisdom. وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ عَلَىٰ أَمَالَ الْعِبَادِ. And He is a witness of the actions of His worshippers, His servants, His creatures, and He will reward them based upon their actions, atamm al-jaza, with the most complete and perfect reward. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرًا. For this reason Allah, He says, so, and Allah, He knows what you do. Yani He knows, He sees your actions, and He will reward each person with a complete and perfect reward based on their actions. And after this, the Shaykh, he says, what time is the adhan? 26? Now, after this, the Shaykh, he says, فَأَنْتَ إِذَا قَلَّبْتَ الطَّرْفَ فِي أَهْوَالِ النَّاسِ عَلَى اِخْتِلَافِ أَعْصَارِهِمْ وَتَبَاعُدِ أَقْطَارِهِمْ وَاخْتِلَافِ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ وَأَلْوَانِهِمْ رَأَيْتَ فُرُوقًا كَثِيرَةٌ غَنِيٌ وَفَقِيرٌ سَلِيمٌ وَعَلِيلٌ رَئِيسٌ وَمَرْؤُوسٌ مُؤْمِنٌ وَكَافِرٌ وَهَلُمَّ جَرَى. If you were to يعني, take a look carefully, يعني, examine, scrutinize, investigate the conditions of the people in the various time periods and in the distant lands, يعني, from one time period to another, from one land to another, and the differences in their languages and their colors and so on, to the differences that Allah has decreed and created people upon, you would have seen many, many, many differences. You will see a ghani, rich person, and a poor person, a salim, a healthy person, and alil, a defective, sick person. You will see a leader, a head, and the people under his leadership. You will see a believer and a kafir, and so on. And you will see the differences, and in these differences, there's a purpose, there's a hadaf, there's a yani a maqsad, yani there's an intention or an objective, or hadaf, yani a goal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends based upon His perfect knowledge and wisdom. The differences between the people, yani is from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, keeping in mind our subject, these are muqaddimat to our subject. Which is our subject? Which is what? The akhlaq of the anbiya. So the differences in the people, yani, start on a low level. Differences between people in general. And then those differences move on to very, very important fundamental differences. The difference between iman and kufr. And the differences amongst the people of iman. And the differences amongst the people of knowledge. And the differences amongst the prophets and messengers. All of these are differences that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed based upon His wisdom, and it is for us to reflect upon them and to understand what is the benefit from them. If we reflect upon this, the immediate thing that comes to our mind is that the best of all humanity are the prophets and messengers, and the best of all in character and manners and morals are the prophets and messengers. So what better example or model to take for ourselves? The Shaykh, he goes on to say, Al-Muqaddima Al-Rabi', the fourth, I don't know if I can finish this one. I will try anyway. The fourth introductory and preliminary statement is dealing with high rank or standing. Yani al-rif'ah, the high rank of some people, their high standing, their status, their station of some being above others, better than others, superior to others, preferable to others, excelling others. Yani that this high standing, the real high standing that has significance or importance, that yani is the only high standing that we should consider, it is rif'atul iman. Yani the high standing based upon iman. The Shaykh, he says, ma taghayyur ahwal an-nas wa ma tamayuz bihim. Yani the fourth yani preliminary statement is related to the changing conditions of the people and the differences between them. The changing conditions of the people, yani and the differences between them. Illa anna rif'a al-haqiqa hiya rif'atu al-iman billahi azza wa jalla. Yani even when we look at the various differences in the conditions and situations and standings and status of the people, and the distinctions between the people, individuals and tribes and nations, when we look at this, none of it is of real great importance unless we realize the fact that the real high standing, al-rif'a al-haqiqiyya, it is the high standing based on iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَهْمَ تَغَيْرَتْ أَنْسَابُ النَّاسِ وَتَكَاثُرَتْ أَمْوَالُ بَعْدِهِمْ عَلَى بَعْدِ فَالْإِبْرَةُ بِالرِّفْعَةِ الْحَقِيقِيَّةِ وَهِيَ رِفْعَةُ الْإِيمَانِ. No matter how different will be the lineage of the people from one person to another, from one family to another, from one tribe to another, no matter how plentiful will be the wealth of some people over others, فَالْعِبْرَةُ يعني that which is of importance, of consequence, is the real, true high standing, not based on family line or lineage, or wealth, or possessions, or fame, or status, or yani whatever the people may use as their scales to determine who's better than who. فَالْعِبْرَةُ يعني what is of importance, of consequence, is the real high standing, and that is the high standing that's based upon al-Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hujurat, 49th Surah, 13th Ayat, إِنَّ أَقْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. إن أقرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. That indeed, the most honored of you with Allah is the one who has most taqwa. إن أقرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. يعني this is the basis for determining that a person has high standing. In reality, it is based upon at-taqwa. Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir mentions yani, a number of statements concerning this. And in summary, he talks about first, yani, the beginning of the ayah, Ya ayyuha an-nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qaba'ila lita'arafu. Inna akramakum inda Allah atqakum, inna Allah alimun khabir. That all people, we have created you from a male and a female, and we have made you into nations and tribes so that you may know one another. Indeed, the most honorable of you with Allah is the one who has most taqwa. Indeed, Allah is alimun, all-knowing, khabirun, all-aware. And here, Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir mentions that all people were created from Adam and Hawa, and that then they were made into nations and tribes. And he says, so all of humanity in terms of honor بالنسبة التينية إلى آدم وحواء سواء. يعني in terms of honor, شرف, if we are looking at يعني their relation to Adam and Eve in terms of their creation from the earth, all human beings are the same. They're all equal. There's no difference between anybody because everybody came from Adam and Eve and Adam and Eve came from the earth. They all come from the same background, from the same station, from the same status. There's no difference between them. وَإِنَّمَا يَتَفَاضَلُونَ بِالْأُمُورَ الدِّينِيَّةِ But what? يعني how do some excel others or become better than others or preferable or superior to others? It is in the matters, in the religious matters. الْأُمُورَ الدِّينِيَّةِ وَهِيَ طَاعَةُ اللَّهِ وَهِيَ طَاعَةُ اللَّهِ وَمُتَابَعَةُ رَسُولِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ And these matters are contained in obedience to Allah and following the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And for this reason, Allah the Most High, after mentioning the prohibition of backbiting and looking down on other people, bringing to our attention the equality of all people in their humanity, that they are all from Adam and Eve from the earth, then he mentions that I've created you all from a male and a female, major nations and tribes that you may know one another, yani, so that people can know the difference between one and another. And then he comes to the saying, yani, after some other points, the saying, إِنَّ أَكْرَمُكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ That means that some of you being preferable or superior in front of Allah over others is just by taqwa, it's not by your background, your lineage, or your status in the society. And then Ibn Kathir mentioned a number of hadith concerning this, and yani, you can go back and read it, inshallah, if you're interested. Yani, inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. This is the real yani preference, superiority of one human being over another. It is not based on color, it's not based on language, not based on wealth or power or influence or position in the society or respect or however people look up to you. Because there are people who are worthless. They don't have any iman. But they are superstars in the eyes of the people. And whether they're entertainers, singers, dancers, basketball players, whatever, nonsense. With no iman, they are useless. Doesn't have any value whatsoever. They have no real status in front of Allah. Even though we as people, due to our defective iman and ignorance, sometimes we look up to these people. Wallahi, the Muslims. Naam. The Shaykh says, and we're going to close with this point. Yani, what remains here? Allahu musta'an. For this reason, the people, yani, are superior. Some of the people consider other people as superior. The people weigh themselves. They judge themselves by these mawazin, these scales. The scale of nasab, yani lineage, your family background. The scale of wealth, the amount of property or wealth that you own. The scale of children. The scale of your clan, yani how many people you have behind you in your tribe or your near relatives. And all of these scales, هذه الموازين بها يتفاضلوا الناس على بعض البعض. And these are the measuring sticks that the people use to consider some people superior to others. And even in their sittings and in their societies, they weigh themselves or they measure themselves generally, yani in most situations they weigh themselves based upon this, except yani illa mashaAllah, except some people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved from this. And these وهذه الموازين لا قيمة لها إذا خلت من الميزان الحقيقي. And these measuring sticks, these scales have no value whatsoever if they are yani devoid of the real true mizan scale. And for this reason, the mizan of nasab, of family background, is batil, it's futile, it's false, it's useless, and it's invalid if yani it is not, if the one who has this yani high standing lineage, if that person doesn't use it in obedience to Allah, and he doesn't seek help from it in obedience to Allah, then it is useless. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Surah Al-Mu'minun, 40th Surah, 101st Ayat, فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ So if the sword, if the horn is blown on the Day of Judgment, then there is no ansab between them on that day. Yani the lines, of the relations of people to one another, yani will become invalid. And as far as the scale of plenty of wealth and children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يوم لا ينفع المال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. That on the day when neither wealth nor children will be of any benefit except the one who comes to Allah with a sound, pure, clean heart. That will be the only thing that will benefit. And this is mentioned in Surah Al-Shu'ara. I don't remember which number is Surah Al-Shu'ara. 88th and 89th ayat. Shu'ara. طيب. Tell me, somebody give me the exact number, inshallah. As far as the scales of Al-Ashira, yani the persons, yani weighing people or judging people by their clan, by their tribe, by their close relatives, those people who will be in support of them, who will help them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ مَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. On that day, a person will flee from his own brother, from his mother and his father, from his wife or his spouse and his children. Yani this includes men and women will flee from their brother and their sister and their mother and their father and their spouse and their children. Yani all of this will be of no help to you. And this is in Surah Al-Abasa, 34th to 36th ayat. And finally the Shaykh, he says, and this is what we close with, إِذَنْ الْمِزَانُ الْحَقُّ وَالرِّفْعَةُ الْحَقِيقِيَّةُ هُوَ إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ إِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. That indeed, then, the conclusion is that the true scale and the reality of high rank or standing, it is based on the saying of Allah, indeed, the most honored of you with Allah is the one who has the most taqwa. Yani the one who fulfills the commands of Allah and avoids His prohibitions. Yani the one who, based upon a light from Allah, obeys Allah's commands, and based upon a light from Allah, avoids His prohibitions. The one who obeys Allah's commands, hoping for His reward, and avoid His prohibitions, fearing His punishment. And the Shaykh closes with yani some line of poetry, وَلَيْسَ, and this is yani part of a long line of poetry, وَلَيْسَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدٍ تَقِيٍ نَقِيصَةٌ إِذَا حَقَّقَ التَّقْوَى وَإِنْحَاقَ أَوْ حَجَمَ. Yani the lines begin with, and the Shaykh didn't mention it from the beginning, أَلَا إِنَّمَا التَّقْوَى هِيَ الْعِزَّ وَالْقَرْمِ وَحُبُّكَ الدُّنْيَا هُوَ الظُّلْ وَالسَّقْمِ. That isn't it so that taqwa, this is the source of yani izz, of yani honor and qaram, yani of might and honor. And your love of the dunya, it is the source of yani dhul, yani of being put down, despicable, yani humiliated, and sickness. وَلَيْسَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدٍ تَقِيٍ نَقِيصًا. And there's no defect, fault, or shortcoming for the one, the worshipper, who has taqwa. Yani abdin taqiyyin. The abd that has taqwa, there's no defect for that one. إِذَا حَقَّقَ التَّقْوَى. If they realize, achieve, accomplish taqwa, then there's no defect on them. وَإِنْ حَاقَ أَوْ حَجِمَ. Even if they have the job of being a weaver who weaves clothing, or a yani cupper who cups people. Yani even if these occupations might be considered lowly, doesn't matter. The one who has taqwa, who achieves taqwa, then there's no defect, there's no shortcoming, there's no blame on that one who has achieved a taqwa. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.